Before we get fired up here with Scotty Mitch, some unfriendly non-supporting tweets from a guy like Jerry D, who said, "You both will walk the last 50 meters."
I think that's totally accurate and appropriate.
Yeah, it might be.
There's no way you guys are actually lifting your knees to finish the
race.
What
about what we did? We weren't that fast in the 40, but what about what we did would make you think we can't finish 200?
Well, the Al's starters. Brother looked like, yeah, he looked like a hobby horse at the end. He wasn't bending his knees. He looked like Gump, Forrest Gump in the knee braces.
Right.
That was after 40 meters.
40 yards.
Sorry, 40 yards, yeah.
So that alone, the video evidence, to answer your question, speaks to a big concern. And your complete lack of activity, exercising, you're not going to stretch, you're not going to prepare properly, you're not going to eat properly beforehand. I'm telling you, it's going to get ugly.
You'll be wearing mandals, too. He might be wearing the mandals
to run.
Well, you better wear the proper attire. Because you were wearing like jorts or something last time and a hoodie,
dude,
right?
they were like nice fitted sweatpants. That's what I'll be wearing tomorrow, too.
All right. Noodles and I are going to make a call at the end of the show. Subject to change by the beginning of tomorrow. Here's our Jays reporter, Scott Mitchell. What do you have a guess for Al's brother and the O-Dog running the 200? You think they can crack a minute or what?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what's going on here. 200 meters? A minute. I mean, you can do anything.
Come on, Scotty.
A fitted tracksuit, though. You can do anything. You can do anything if that tracksuit's fitted right. So
that's right.
I'll take the under on a minute.
Okay. All right. That's the line right now. It's been set at a minute flat.
I'll take the over on blown hammies as well. So
yeah, the Michael Johnson and what was it? Donovan Bailey and Michael. Was that?
That's right. That was at the dome.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson pulled up a chicken. He was being a chicken at the dome. That's precisely what happened. Well, it's too bad that the Red Hot Jays couldn't be returning to Toronto as opposed to heading back down to Dunedin, because 6-0 against Atlanta is pretty incredible. And it's not like the Braves, really no teams out of the NL East have come out of the chute flying. But this was as impressive, if not more impressive, than the three-game series down in Dunedin, because Acuna, prior to the injury, I mean, he had a couple of bombs. There were the Braves, you know, they threw everything at them, and the Jays just found a way to make it happen. And a couple of come-from-behind wins as well. What impressed you the most over the past 3 days and, in general, what they've done against Atlanta this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, no matter how they came out of the gates, you know, the Atlanta Braves are a team that was one win away from making the World Series last year. So it's a pretty darn good ball club, and, you know, unfortunate news with Mike Soroka there, but I mean, you have to be impressed with the way the Jays lineup looks right now. And I mean, you know, we've talked about the bullpen all year, and that's essentially the unit here that's been carrying them for the most part. But, you know, the lineup is starting to really find its groove. And it was funny after the game, Bo Bichette, obviously big key hit there today. You know, he was asked if this was the lineup, the offense that he kind of envisioned back in spring training. And he said no, because he hasn't seen everyone get hot yet. And you look at it, you know, Biggio's been up and down. Gurriel's been ice cold for the most part. And obviously Springer's been hurt. So, you know, I do think there's another gear to this offense, and that's what it's going to be about. And Montoya said it, you know, pretty bluntly as well. He said, you know, the offense gives us a chance every single day, and it's up to the pitching to hold up in that its end of the bargain, you know, in terms of winning ball games. And look, I mean, they got the third best run differential in the American League. So you can't really ask for more up to this point, even if it looks like an imperfect roster.
Scotty, I don't think it's any secret they were sniffing around at shortstop, whether it be Lindor. The price was probably too high on that. You mentioned in the summertime some different options, or sorry, the wintertime, some different options. Bo Bichette is there now. How do you think he's fared to kind of his answer back to the organization? Offense, defense, total package.
Yeah, I mean, look, the offense isn't going to be an issue. And, you know, I don't think it's been a perfect start for Bo at the plate, but, you know, it's good enough. And when you look at the hit tool and you look at kind of what he's deciding to swing at, just the talent level there, you know, totally fine. And it's interesting on the glove side, because that's, you know, what is going to turn him into a long-term superstar at shortstop if he can really make some strides there. And we talked about it a lot for the first kind of 4 or 5 weeks of the season, a little up and down. I think he's really found a little bit of a level of consistency and you know, over these past probably 2 weeks. And that's what it is for Bo. He's a young player. He's learning. He's growing in the position. And you're going to see this, you know, inconsistent defense out of him because he's still trying to figure things out and still working on stuff. So I think, you know, it's a good thing if you're the Blue Jays and you see him kind of find that groove over the last little while. And, you know, this is what it is. It's his first 162-game season. There's going to be more ups and downs. And I think the best part is you see him come out of the downs with the same sort of confidence and the ability to really make all the plays. But, you know, it's just about consistency, and that's what separates a really, really good Gold Glove shortstop from just an okay guy is the consistency. Bo can make all the plays. It's whether he's going to make them consistently. And I think these last 2 weeks have really shown, you know, he is able to do it. And you know, let's check back in August and September, you know, when kind of the physical toll, you know, physical kind of grind takes a toll. We'll see what the defense looks like then. And, you know, it's an evaluation year. And then, you know, talking in October, November, we'll, you know, we know all those shortstops are out there. And, you know, it's really on Bo over these next 4 or 5 months to prove that he can stay there. And I think these last couple of weeks after a tough start have been positive on that end.
With Scott Mitchell, a Jays reporter, the Jays wrapped up a sweep at the hands of Atlanta. They roll into Atlanta, take all three. They've beat them 6 times this year. They're 4 games over .500, a game back of the Red Sox in the AL East. They head home now. 25 games on the road as well. Springer's only played 2. They've had injury issues. I mean, this is. I think they should be feeling very positive about where they are right now. And it feels like they're clicking. The bats are starting to come alive. They're in a good spot. But, you know, there's always different topics that will pop up over the course of the season. And I think the catching position is one of them right now, Scotty, where Reese McGuire is getting starts. You know, this is a guy who didn't break camp with them. And then Kirk goes down. He's going to be on the IL for quite some time. And I think Jansen's play has opened the door for Reese McGuire maybe to step in here. Where do you see this going?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Reese McGuire obviously got attention a year ago for all the wrong reasons. But when you look at kind of his body of work and what he brings, I mean, this guy was a first-round pick, you know, by the Pirates a few years back for a reason. He's got a, you know, real good defensive resume. Pitchers like throwing to him. You know, he can catch and throw. He can control a running game. It's just what you're going to get out of the bat. And the fact that, you know, you're not getting anything out of Danny Jansen's bat, yeah, it really does open the door for McGuire because at worst, it's a wash because he's a good defender. So, you know, I think when you look at this position, almost, you know, if you could combine Reese McGuire, Danny Jansen, and Alejandro Kirk, you could take all their best skills, you'd have an all-star catcher. But, you know, obviously, these guys have major warts, whether it's defense with Kirk, whether it's, you know, trying to even swing a league average bat in Jansen and McGuire's case. You know, I really look at this spot, you know, as a potential upgrade spot by the deadline. And, you know, I didn't feel that way a couple months ago. But I think when you look at, you know, what they've got back there, can you go into a playoff game, you know, against the best teams in baseball and, you know, hope to get, you know, enough offense and enough defense out of these guys. I think, you know, you don't have to look far. You look up the road to the New York Yankees and, you know, what they've dealt with Gary Sanchez over the past couple of years, essentially losing them a couple playoff games with his glove. You know, I really think the Blue Jays over these next kind of 6 weeks are going to investigate, you know, kind of what's out there on the trade market. You know, until then, these guys are going to get opportunities. And, you know, I think Kirk was starting to steal some playing time, you know, before he got hurt. And, you know, obviously unfortunate that he's not going to be back probably now till end of June or July. But when you look at this situation, I think you do need to get more out of the catcher position, you know, down the stretch. So whether they do that internally and you know, one of these guys steps up and runs with it or they have to make a trade, I think it's definitely on the checklist.
Are you surprised they stuck with Reese McGuire after that incident, Scotty? I kind of like it, to be honest with you. I don't. Obviously, it's an embarrassing situation. But I just, when guys get tossed to the trash, and Nick Saban has a great rant about it, young kids, are you just surprised that whole transaction ended up the way it did?
Well, to be honest, yeah, a little bit. I think at the time, I know there were murmurs down in Florida of them kind of, you know, cutting him loose and moving on at the time. And, you know, I think, you know, fortunately for Reese, I think the timing of it all kind of conspired to help him a little bit. Obviously, you know, in spring training, it was early. Things were kind of going on. Other stories were happening. And then obviously the pandemic, and then it kind of, you know, flew under the radar and kind of got swept under the rug. And I think that kind of gave him, you know, a little bit of a fresh start within the organization when the pandemic kind of hit. And obviously, you know, they forgot about him sitting in a Dollar Tree parking lot in February. So, you know, I know Reese, obviously. I've always thought, you know, very respectful, very nice guy. And, you know, I don't know what went into that story and what happened, but, you know, it looks like he's rebounded and recovered, and he's going to get another opportunity to, you know, maybe make a mark here.
Yep. I mean, he's got two of the three starts in Atlanta. We'll see what happens as they head home against the Phillies this upcoming weekend. But the Jays are in a good spot, and ultimately it's going to come down to how they perform in the American League East, right? Like when everything shakes out at the end of the year, generally speaking, the team that wins the division has a plus record against the division, and they're going to have a lot of that coming up where they're going to play a lot of teams in the AL East. And the division is shaking out the way it has historically, right, Scotty? Like, I think it's time to believe that the Red Sox bats alone are going to keep them in this. And the Yankees have won four in a row. Jays are there. Tampa's at 500. Like, I think it's going to be a race, which is probably what we should have expected anyway.
Yeah, man, AL Beast. You know, I think the even more intriguing kind of, you know, side plot to all this is going to be, you know, three, four, maybe even four teams if you throw the Rays in that mix. But, you know, historically they're not big, you know, adders. But I think you look at the Red Sox, Yankees, and Jays, and they all have the same needs. And going into that July 30th trade deadline, you know, man, if Max Scherzer comes on the market, you know, one of these aces from a team that falls out of the race, you know, it's ante up. Which team in the AL East is going to ante up for that ace? And, you know, that's going to be the favorite heading down the stretch, because all four of these teams are pretty good ball clubs in their own ways.
Absolutely. It should be a good one this weekend. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, fellas. Take care. Take care of the hammies.
Nice. Yep. The hammies will be taken care of.
Pal.
Don't you worry about that. Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. Jays again sweeping the Braves, and they're back in Dunedin taking on Philly tomorrow. And they're four games above 500. The bats are coming alive. Teoscar Hernandez, Jordan Romano closed out the game today. He looked good. And chicken strips, 9 strikes, strikeouts, only one walk, a lot like Robbie Ray a couple nights ago. So positive vibes, you know, here with the Blue Jays.
It's all good. It's fun to watch, man.
It absolutely is. It's needed, man. You need the Jays rolling. You need the Leafs rolling, what's happening.
Every Jays fan's going to flick it on to watch them, because it's Jays. Win or lose, it's like the game's on. But when they're good, it's just like you don't have that little nap. You're just into it, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I look forward to the games every single day. It's a real escape. Like sports, luckily it's here for us, right? Like we've got sporting events.